This meeting of the House Resources Committee will now come to order. It is now 1:03 p.m., Friday, April 4th, 2025, in Capitol Room 124. Members present are Representative Hall, Representative Mears, Representative Sadler, Co-Chair Dibert, and myself, Co-Chair Representative Burke. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. Please take this time to silence your cell phones for the duration of the meeting. Thank you. I'd like to thank Andrew Magnuson from Records and Zachary Lawhorn from the Juno LIO for staffing the committee meeting today. Today in House Resources, we're bringing back before the committee House Bill 117 relating to the Set Gillnet Fishing Cooperative. This is the third hearing on this bill in House Resources. We will now reopen public testimony, consider amendments, and seek the will of the committee. First, I will now open public testimony on House Bill 117. Is there anyone in the room that would like to provide public testimony? Is there anyone online that would like to provide public testimony? Seeing and hearing none, we will now close public testimony on House Bill 117. Co-Chair Dibert and I previously set an amendment deadline for this bill at noon today, Friday, April 4th. There's one amendment before the committee that my office has worked on with the bill sponsor to write. Co-Chair Dibert, do you have a motion?
I do. Thank you, Co-Chair. Burke, I move Amendment 1 to House Bill 117.
I will object for the purposes of discussion. Would my staff, Calvin Zulo, please come to the table and explain the amendment? And let the record reflect, we are joined by Representative Colomb at 1:05 p.m.
Thank you, Co-Chair Burke, for the record. Calvin Zulo, staff to Co-Chair Burke. So this amendment adds intent language that regulations establishing the maximum size of co-ops in each administrative area should be taken up by the Board of Fisheries in cycle with the affected area's FinFish meeting. This will allow the highest level of local participation and review from the residents and stakeholders of each affected area. The amendment also adds intent language that directs the Board of Fisheries to consider the number of permits and the traditional size of cooperative operations in an area, and to preserve the status quo of the size of cooperative set net operations. In the actual language of the bill, this amendment replaces the words present at all times with physically present to mirror existing language in Alaska Statute 1605-253A, which already specifies circumstances where it is allowable to be away from your net. This language will ensure that the bill doesn't restrict cooperative operations beyond what is currently required in statute. This amendment also removes language allowing 10 permit holders to work together in a cooperative statewide and replaced it with language that directs the Board of Fisheries to establish separately for each administrative area the maximum number allowed in a cooperative, except that the number cannot be lower than 3. This amendment also amends Alaska Statute 1605-253A with conforming language to clarify that permit holders in a salmon set net cooperative, as is currently in statute for single permit holders, may be absent while delivering fish or while traveling to another net. This keeps things consistent with current requirements. And finally, this amendment removes language that specifies that a single permit holder may deliver on behalf of a cooperative and replaced it with language that states any permit holder may do so. This is to clarify that it may be done by one permit holder or several that signs on behalf of the group. And this was a change that was suggested by former Alaska Lieutenant Governor Lauren Lehman during a previous round of public testimony.
Thank you, Calvin. Representative Stutz, would you and your staff like to speak on this amendment?
Good afternoon, Madam Co-Chairs and members of the House Resources. I would just like to speak to say thank you. We really appreciate the interaction with all the members of this committee and with the amendments and working on the amendments in order to make this a better bill. And I believe it has been made a better bill and will be, it will facilitate the user groups that we intend to it with the user group participation. So I'm grateful to you all for your indulgence and your participation in making this bill a better piece of legislation.
Thank you, Rep. Stutes. With that, I will remove my objection. Is there any further objection? Seeing none, House Bill... The amendment to House Bill 117 passes. Are there any other questions for the bill sponsor?
We're all waiting.
Co-Chair Divert, do you have a motion?
I do. Thank you, Co-Chair Burke. I move House Bill 117, Work Order 34-LS0557 /N as amended from committee with additional recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
With individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal notes. Is there any objection? Seeing none, House Bill 117 passes from committee.
Again, thank you. Yep. Thank you, Madam Co-Chairs and committee members for the help.
Thank you. That completes the agenda for our House Resources Committee meeting today. Thank you again to our presenters and we didn't have anybody testify today, but our next House Resources meeting is Monday, April 7 at 1 p.m. Please stick around to sign the committee report for House Bill 117. The time is 1:09 p.m., and this hearing of the House Resources Committee is now adjourned.